At a conference in Chicago on race and religion, two men quoted the same verse. They quoted chapter 5 in the book of Amos. This verse crystallized their vision for a world which was at that point and still today far from whole, without knowing each other, yet alone what each other was going to speak about. They shared and yearned for that same vision. They both quoted Amos to say, "Justice should roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream." We still need this vision. We still need these waves of justice and of righteousness. These two unlikely soul friends and soul brothers were both eventually mocked by their respective communities. Jews would, at certain points, criticize Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel for being too radical and too liberal. The African American community would at times call Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. weak and insufficient in using his technique of nonviolence to advocate for change. Reverend King was born in 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. And Rabbi Heschel was born in 1907 in Warsaw, Poland. The two of them became unlikely, powerful friends. Heschel studied at the University of Berlin and was ordained at the Institute for Jewish Studies. In 1939, he was arrested by the Gestapo. 6 weeks before the Germans were to invade Poland, Heschel's visa arrived. 6 weeks before the Germans invaded. With the frantic and resilient help of Julian Morgenstein, the then president of Hebrew Union College, Heschel, along with other Jewish scholars, were granted visas to go to London and then on to New York in 1940. Heschel began teaching at HUC and then at the Jewish Theological Seminary. He went on to become one of our greatest theologians and activists. King was born into a home of strict discipline, the Bible and the arts. He entered Morehouse College at age 15 and started to study to be a minister at 18. Surrounded by segregation and racial injustice, he felt that the church offered the most assuring way to answer his inner urge to serve humanity. When King and Heschel met in Chicago, the Vietnam War was burning. They began to collaborate and to aim to bring waters of justice and streams of righteousness. Heschel and King were seen side by side. Heschel accompanied King to Riverside Church, while King addressed why it was that we should oppose the Vietnam War. And King would accompany Heschel to march onto the FBI headquarters in New York to protest the violence in Selma and to deliver a petition demanding for protection of those working for voting rights. Just today, I had the honor of giving an opening benediction at an annual luncheon, an MLK luncheon at the Midway Museum. The luncheon honored Michael Brunker, the executive director of the up-and-coming Jackie Robinson YMCA in Southeast San Diego. Brunker and his team have raised millions to build a facility to meet the needs of one of the county's most underserved areas. And the mayor spoke of Brunker's deed and living example of bridge building and vision. Brunker then got up and shared how King had inspired him every day of his life to get up and build. So far, Brunker and his team have raised $20 million of the $26 million that will be needed to build this new facility. And they estimate 5,000 households will be served with sports and learning camps and community. Brunker read and quoted letters written by the YMCA's namesake, Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson had written to the president over the years, demanding justice. So I was inspired to actually look up one of Heschel's letters to the president, actually to President Kennedy, June 16, 1963. It's a telegram. And Heschel wrote, "Dear President Kennedy, I look forward to the privilege of being present at meeting tomorrow 4 p.m. Likelihood exists that Negro problem will be like the weather. Everybody talks about it, but nobody does anything about it. Please demand," write Heschel, "please demand of religious leaders personal involvement and not just solemn declaration. We forfeit the right to worship God as long as we continue to humiliate Negroes. I propose that you, Mr. President, declare a state of moral emergency, a Marshall Plan to aid Negroes, as it is becoming a necessity. The hour calls for moral grandeur and spiritual audacity." It's the name of Heschel's collection of essays, Moral Grandeur and Spiritual Audacity. So it's a new year. Not Shana Tova type of new year, but a new year, 2017. And so I ask us each, what is it that we are building towards? When Heschel got back from marching in Selma, he said he felt as if his feet were praying when he was marching. So today at Midway, as I offered this benediction, I shared this image that I know that we are all marching. We are all moving and moving very fast, perhaps not in Selma, but here in San Diego, and for some of us soon in D.C. Some of us are even counting our steps, you know, those bracelets. But what is it that we are counting? What is it that we are walking towards? What is it that we are marching? What is it that we are praying for? So this is my question for us for this new year, this Shabbat on the brink of our world and our country changing. What is it that your feet are praying for?